USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As many Democrats claim that the summit between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin tomorrow in Finland should be scrapped after 12 Russian military intelligence officers were charged on Friday with meddling in the 2016 presidential election, a White House spokeswoman says a meeting between the two leaders at this particular time could actually be very helpful. Mercedes Schlapp spoke on Fox News.
Well, clearly, I think for President Trump, it's an opportunity to have a constructive engagement with President Putin. As you know, having these good relationships with Russia is important. It's not only important for these two countries, but it's important for the peace and security of the world.
Israel's been pounding Hamas targets in Gaza harder than it has since the war in 2014 in response to hundreds of rockets fired into Israel in recent days. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Democrats continue to loudly oppose President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. That was the focus of the Democrats' weekly address. It was also the focus of an address given in Pittsburgh by Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Trump's nominee was the deciding vote in the Janus case, which is the latest attempt to break the backs of the unions.
Warren speaking there yesterday. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah is predicting not only that Kavanaugh will be confirmed, but he may be confirmed with bipartisan support in the end.
I nonetheless believe, and I nonetheless predict, we'll end up with every Republican supporting Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation. I also think we'll end up with a few Democrats.
Lee spoke on Fox News. Four people arrested after violent protests in Chicago overnight, after police shoot and kill a man on the south side they say was combative and reaching for a gun. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A new constitution is coming to Cuba soon. It's set to recognize private property, which will be a first for the communist state. Property sales had been outlawed after Fidel Castro took power in 1959, but they were allowed after a change in 2011. The changes could offer more protection for private and foreign investors in Cuba. The proposed constitution will also limit presidents to 2 5-year terms and bans discrimination based on gender, ethnicity, and disability. The new constitution up for a vote in the National Assembly later this month and expected to pass. It'll be followed by a popular referendum later in the year. Thanksgiving is still a long way off, but online Black Friday-type deals are not. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
In the days ahead, folks who never pay full price for anything are eyeing online shopping deals. Amazon's Prime Day kicks off Monday with the Internet giant's biggest sales day of the year, promising Prime members 36 hours of deep discounts. Speaking to ABC, retail expert Mark Elwood has advice for savvy shoppers.
The real deals on Prime Day are if you plan ahead. Go shopping right now and put all you want in your shopping basket. Then wait till Prime Day and see if they've cut the price.
Amazon's rivals, Best Buy, Macy's and Walmart are also offering Black Friday in July promotions.
That's our Rick Vincent. And for USA Radio News, I'm